Britain.
The Muslim vote. Independence Day. How the Gaza War affected the British election.
In general, independent candidates do not do very well in Westminster elections, says Matt Singh, a pollster. That changed in the general election on July 4th, when the Labour Party won a landslide but also lost five of its safest seats to independents. Their victories mean there are now six independents in Parliament, the most elected since 1945. With the exception of a unionist in Northern Ireland, all campaigned heavily on Gaza. Jeremy Corbyn, a pro-Palestinian former Labour leader, won comfortably in Islington North, despite being barred from standing for the party. But Mr Corbyn had name recognition and years of service in his constituency to help him. The surprise of the night came in Leicester South, where Shokat Adam, an optometrist, beat Jonathan Ashworth, a shadow cabinet minister. An even bigger shock was only just avoided. The new Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, came within 529 votes of losing his seat to Leanne Mohammed, a 23-year-old British Palestinian. On the streets of Leicester, a city in the East Midlands, it is easy to see why Labour suffered. Beneath Palestinian flags hanging from the windows of orange brick terraced houses, residents remain furious about Labour's initial refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Some repeat comments made by Sir Keir Starmer, the new Prime Minister, soon after the October 7th attacks, when he appeared to agree that Israel had the right to withhold power and water. In Blackburn, a northern city where Adnan Hussein, a 34-year-old lawyer, won a stunning victory, similar views prevail. "This is a protest vote, and I've come on the back of a genocide," he says. Youthful populations explain some of this dissent. In Leicester South, 22% of the population are students, compared with 8% across England as a whole. But the principal factor seems to have been that in both Leicester South and Blackburn, large chunks of the population are Muslim. In seats that were already held by the party, Labour lost approximately 0.7 percentage points from its vote share for every 1 percentage point increase in a constituency's Muslim population. One reading of this backlash is that there are few reasons for Labour to worry. The party has lost Leicester South before in a protest vote over a Middle Eastern war. That was in response to the war in Iraq in a by-election in 2004, and the result was reversed the following year. But the grievances with Labour ran deeper than the conflict in Gaza. In Leicester, Mr Ashworth angered many of his constituents when he talked about sending asylum seekers back to countries like Bangladesh or wherever. Similar comments by Sir Keir are thought to have circulated on messaging platforms. Economic pressures played their part. Several independents campaigned on Labour's refusal to promise to lift the two-child benefit cap, which limits top-up welfare payments to the first two children in a household. Along with Muslim populations, long-term unemployment was another of the factors most closely associated with Labour's declining vote share in its safest seats. There are signs that the hole left by fading support for Labour among British Asian voters may be filled by a new and divisive sort of politics. Leicester, once touted as a model of multiculturalism, was the scene of ugly disturbances between Hindus and Muslims in 2022. The only Conservative gain in this election was made by a Hindu candidate in Leicester East. In Birmingham, Shabana Mahmood, the new Justice Secretary, who was re-elected on a much-reduced majority, was branded an infidel by opponents. "British politics must soon wake up to what happened at this election," she said in her victory speech. Ultimately, this was about representation, argues Abu Bakr Nanabawa of the Muslim Vote, a website that encouraged Muslims to vote tactically. "We've sent a real message. Parties cannot just take Muslim votes for granted," he says. "There are real alternatives. The success of the site has already inspired a similar movement in Australia. The Gaza issue hangs over American politics too. The results in Britain may soon resonate abroad.